Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Megan will be updating us about vector control. Dr. Megan?
Yes, today we want to be sure that everyone is aware about some upcoming webinars that can really help producers and veterinarians and stakeholders think about some of the most emergent and important vector-borne diseases. And so one of these webinar series is called One Health, One Threat, Preparing for Japanese Encephalitis Virus. The webinar is a three-part series over the next several weeks, and it's hosted by Iowa State University, the Center for Food Security and Public Health, and it will focus on various aspects of Japanese encephalitis virus, a virus that is a mosquito-borne arbovirus, meaning it is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. The other vector-borne disease webinar that we want to be sure that everyone is aware of is one hosted by the Swine Health Information Center on New World Screwworm Resources. That's coming up on August 4th. It is available for registration right now. And really our goal for that webinar is to provide stakeholders information, not only about what's going on in Texas and the U.S. right now, but about the resources they have with regards to the response plan, the potential treatments and pesticides available, and also just informational resources for producers and veterinarians. And so those are available for registrants right now. As we talk about vector-borne diseases and circle back to Japanese encephalitis virus, I want to remind the listeners about what exactly that is. It's a mosquito-borne disease that is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. One of the things that's really important is that we see this virus maintained in a normal cycle between water birds and mosquitoes, but it can spill over into humans, horses, and pigs. When we think about the risk to pigs, we have to think about what are the clinical signs. This typically causes a reproductive disease, meaning you may see abortions, delayed farrowing, mummified fetuses, and stillbirths on the sow farm. This virus is not currently in the United States, but it has been monitored very closely by the Swine Health Information Center since it was introduced into new geographic range in Australia in 2022. Japanese encephalitis virus is not a food safety concern and pork products are safe to consume. However, humans can be infected by the virus, again, through a bite of an infected mosquito. And so certainly it's one that we want to consider with regards to an integrated pest management thought process and thinking about reduction of both fly and mosquito exposure to our hogs. As we think about maintenance with regards to the site and thought processes on reducing vector exposure to our hogs, we have to think about things like manure, spilled feed, and wet bedding. Those should be removed completely from the site to interrupt any breeding cycles. We also know that any stagnant pools of water can help mosquitoes breed. And so we have to think about locating those, draining the stagnant pools of water, ensuring that any ponds have movement so that it is not ideal for larval growth. We have to have proper management of ponds that reduces that perimeter vegetation and ensuring that that is not a habitat for mosquitoes. When we think about farm sites, we can also think about building perimeters such as a good rock buffer adjacent to buildings that can help with water drainage after precipitation. Also ensuring that the curtains are occasionally raised so that any rainfall or stagnant water will drain from the curtains. And thinking about, of course, keeping grass short as mosquitoes can utilize that habitat. All of these resources can be found on the swinehealth.org website and registration for the webinars.